When you have both a podcast site and a blog site, it's sometimes difficult to decide whether or not you should blog something or podcast something. And what I'm about to say here feels like it's more of a blog post, but because I'd rather speak it than write it, I'm going to put it up as a podcast. So I just want to point people to a couple of things that have come my way today. One of them was mentioned by Stephen Downes in his online daily, a post from Terry Anderson about the way that the internet can actually encourage the growth of what are called the soft skills, or what here in Australia are commonly called employability skills. And we're talking about things like communication skills, problem-solving skills, negotiating skills, critical thinking skills. And it's been suggested for a while now that using the internet, particularly Web 2 approaches, is a good way of training people in the acquisition of these skills. And I've always found it a little difficult to make that link, to come up with good solid evidence to show how using Web 2 and the internet can actually lead to the acquisition of these soft skills. Now, Terry Anderson's made, I think, a valiant approach. I need to do some more thinking about what he's written, but it's certainly worth putting up there for debate. So that's item one. Item two is a post by Sue Waters from Perth in Western Australia about how Twitter is changing the way we communicate and discover information. And she's written a great post about what happened to her today because of being on Twitter. Twitter has come under fire, and from me too initially, about, well, why would anyone want to do that? But the fact is, because of Twitter, I'm discovering things that I wouldn't normally come across. And one of the reasons is that perhaps me, like a lot of people, are cursed with the information overload, and I'm not prepared to go and read long blog posts. Whereas if it comes to me directly and in a more personal fashion via Twitter, I'm more likely to go and have a look at it. And I have discovered things through Twitter that I wouldn't discover in my normal life in the day on the internet. And Sue's written about what's happened to her today, October the 4th, as a result of just dipping into Twitter every now and then. So I'd encourage you to have a look at Sue's post as well about how Twitter can open up avenues that may not otherwise be there.